at the Wilmsley Running Festival for 2021, and I'm chatting to, what's your name?
Becky.
And who you're running for, and why you're running today at the Wilmsley Running Festival?
So I'm running for the charity Minds, and it's in memory of my brother Andy.
So what does it mean to you to be, you know, running today for that charity?
Well, I'm the unfittest person in the world, so it's been a mega challenge, but to raise money to help people is the best thing.
It's a fantastic charity and a fantastic cause. So what sort of training have you done for this today? Or have you just kind of gone out for a jog now and again and hope for the best?
Well, the first lot of training was going really successful, and then COVID hit, and then I had a bit of a break. But I'm back on my training, and hopefully it'll be okay on the day.
So are you doing, which race are you doing today?
The half marathon.
That's brave.
I know, I've never even done a 5K up until my training.
So did you start doing like the Couch to 5K thing, app thing?
Yeah, Couch to 5K, and then just kind of went from there. So the most I've run so far is 17K, so today will be my first half marathon kind of distance.
Fantastic. All the best of luck today, and well done for doing it for mine.
Thank you.
What is Supportability? Tell us all about yourself.
So, Supportability, we're a local charity. We help children, young adults, and adults with severe disabilities. We help them to live as fulfilled life as they can. We have a residential facility in Cheadle. We have a skills service in Heaton Moor. And we also have community services. We do a whole variety of things at our skills service. We do like yoga, IT skills, and we just want people to, you know, have as much fun as possible and enjoy living life to the full.
So who would you appeal to, the sort of families and the children you appeal to?
Families, yeah. So we are principally sort of, we offer respite, so we offer that to families, and we also, we try to enable people to be able to do the things that they need to do. So maybe like a mum or a dad needs to go out to work, but then they get the quality time together as a family because we help with the caring facilities and stuff like that.
Fantastic. Where can people find more about you if they want to know more?
Head over to supportability.org.uk.
Fantastic. What does it mean to you to be here at the Wilmsley Running Festival today?
Well, it's amazing. It's been a long time coming, obviously, with the pandemic. So it was, you know, put off. We were here. We've got a group of runners all running today, so look out for them in their pink vests. And yeah, we've just been waiting such a long time for this, and can't wait. Can't believe it's actually here. And it's as normal as possible.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're Marple runners. So, you know, we're here with a lot of our running colleagues. We're all over the place. The black and red t-shirts are very distinctive.
So how many of you is there in your team?
I'm not sure, but I think in total there's about 200 of us, isn't there?
In the club. In the club, yeah. There are probably at least 30 or 40 runners coming today, provided everybody's sort of fit and well.
Fantastic. So who are you running for? Is there a particular charity you're running for today or anything? Or is it
not
just a hobby?
Not me personally, but we have got some of our runners are running for charities. One of our runners is a nurse, and she's running to raise money for the hospital appeal. So she's hoping to run under 2 hours today.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thanks.
Okay, what's your name?
It's Damien Hartley Pickles.
So why are you dressed as a policeman, and why have you got a wheelbarrow and all of this stuff? Just explain what you've got.
Right, this is a converted wheelbarrow. I'm a police sergeant from Rochdale, and this is probably my 66th half marathon with a wheelbarrow since 2013, when I took it up just to raise money for local charities in Oldham.
So you go to loads of different fun runs and marathons and whatever.
Yeah, this first one back for 18 months.
With a converted wheelbarrow to raise money for the charity, and that is it.
You've got to stand out. You've got to stand out.
Mate, listen, enjoy yourself. And how heavy is this thing anyway? Is it heavy?
It's about 10 kilos, but...
Can I lift it?
When you've been pushing it for half a marathon, it gets a little bit heavier.
I'm going to lift. That's too much like hard work, though. I'm not doing that. Chatting alongside Mike from the Sports Eye. Mike, you're right.
Hello, Darren.
At the Wilmsley Running Festival, and I am really embarrassed that there are veteran runners here. Anne, I don't want to be rude, but how old are you, Anne?
71.
71, and you're doing the half marathon today.
I am indeed.
I've just spoke to Anne, who's running on behalf of her husband, who she lost to Parkinson's, for Parkinson's. She's 77. And Harry is?
83.
And you are from the...
Macclesfield Harriers.
So how many folks around your kind of age group are still running around today?
I think there are more than you think.
And it's really encouraging that there are now more ladies in the older age category running than there ever were, because there have always been a lot of men. But there are, when I was running in the 65 to 69, there were a lot of 65 to 69s. Obviously, when I became 70, I couldn't run last year because there were no races. So this is my first half marathon as a 71-year-old.
The question I want to ask you is that if somebody's never run before, can you start at any age? I mean, have you been running for a long time?
I have, but you're never really too old to start running, but I think you need to be sensible about what you do. You know, I mean, now there are lots of opportunities. Couch to 5Ks are a great incentive for people who haven't run to start running. The park runs are really, really good if you don't want to be running long distances. But you do have to build up gently and be sensible, because as you get older, you know, it's the old joints are...
If you make some pain.
And to be fair, I was going to say this, Anne, because when you get to, as a footballer, when I got to 30s, 35, you start feeling your knees, your ankles, your joints a little bit more. So at 71 years old, what's your secret to being able to do this? Because I think at 50, I'm going to be on the armchair.
It's not running every day, but mixing it up with... My husband and I do a lot of walking. I do Pilates, which that helps a lot with your flexibility. So I would say that it's just mixing up the activities that you do.
And enjoy the run.
Thank you very much.
And all of you veterans have put me and Mike to shame. Well,
thank you very much indeed.
So how many of you are running today?
So one's doing the half marathon and two of us are doing the fun run.
Oh, that's brave.
Yeah.
That is brave. I couldn't do the fun run either. What's your name?
Danny.
Are you running for any sort of charity day or are you just doing it for fun?
We're coming for fun, aren't we?
I don't blame you. Do you like running then?
Yeah. I was running it for the North West Orthopaedic
Trauma
Association
for Africa.
Enjoy the run, guys.
Thank you very much.
Will do.
Hi chaps, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Hey,
thank you.
What are your names?
Steve.
Lawrence.
And are you running for a particular charity today or?
I'm running for Lawrence.
Are you?
He's being cheeky. Yeah. Very cheeky.
So is this just a fitness friend thing, is
it?
Yes.
Yeah. So do you run a lot then or?
We mainly do triathlons. So
so you're quite fit then?
Well, we were earlier in the year.
All right.
Ironman's passing then, so we're on a slowly downhill trajectory.
Downhill to Christmas.
I've got to ask you, right, because I can't run at all, unless there's an ice cream van that's driving away. Somebody who's never run before, what's the secret about starting? So how do you start and do it?
So you've got, I'd say, speak to your doctor first. Always speak to your doctor.
Yeah. Like that.
Get a lamppost, jog one lamppost, walk one, and then just keep building up
that's
from
really
there.
That's really effective, that, to be fair.
Right. Is that how you two guys did it?
Yeah. I was in the army for 26 years, so I had no choice.
Oh, now you're making me embarrassed. Right, okay.
I wasn't, and I did something very similar. But also, if you join a running club, you're running with like-minded people who do the couch to 5K, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Running our triathlon club, because they do, at our triathlon club, they do like a starter group, don't they?
Fantastic. Chaps, enjoy the run anyway.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.